Sweet Cecilia.
Hi, this is Pete.
And Jay.
And you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5
FM.
Sweet Cecilia up and left without a trace. Silently. And I know someone's used these words.
Hello, you are listening to the Late Night Power Hour. My name is Josh, a.k.a. Maverick. Only one in the studio right now, but Mike and Kevin should be here at some point. Thomas is at a race for crew, so he will not be back in time. Technically, this is the last show of the semester, but we are signed up for the summer session, so we should, the four of us, be able to get one more in before we head back next week. Starting off with some Blue Oyster Cult. Keep tuned here, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
We never spoke a word, but every thought she had I heard from across the room. If we were standing face to face, I couldn't find the words to say. Give me one more move. I don't even know her name. I guess foolish pride's to blame. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away. And my heart won't tell my mind to tell my mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live, fight another day. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away. The one that got away.
Son, I missed my chance. Don't you let regret take place of the dreams you have to chase. Ask her to dance. Come on, son. You might fall down on your face. Roll the dice and have some faith. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. Falling in love as she's walking away.
When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say.
May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling, falling and falling in love as she's walking away.
Hello, you're listening to the Late Night Power Hour. My name is Josh, a.k.a. Maverick.
I'm Mike, a.k.a. Mixmaster Scandy.
How's it going, Mike?
I'm pretty good. How about you, Josh?
Yeah, pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. Celtics on Sunday. That's cool.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, you think they're going to win the series?
Hot take right here.
Lay me down some hot takes.
I think they are going to win, even though all the experts
otherwise. Yeah. I think it's going to be closer than people are giving them credit for. Because, like, the Pacers did.
They were
close to embarrassing LeBron. I think they can swing it.
Yeah.
And who won the Red Sox game last night?
The Red Sox won.
Ah, cool. Yeah. I didn't watch the whole thing. But.
Yeah. No, cool. Sports takes. So.
Sports takes.
Sports takes. Yeah. The Sports Minute.
The Sports Minute. Nice. Yeah, I don't really have anything else to say. Senior week coming up real soon.
Jumbo Smash
is not working.
Well, the code is not working for that.
So. I knew there would be problems with stress testing.
You just knew. You're so
they
smart.
Probably knew that too because they're really smart as well. But
so they were just lazy, yeah. Or
they're almost as smart as me.
Wow, that's saying something.
No, they were like all jokes aside. It was definitely an A team, so they probably did know about that. But like, I don't know.
So was it laziness or was it just?
I mean, I don't know if it was laziness, so, but like they should have been able to. As someone completely on the outside, not working in Halligan at midnight,
right now
till 4:30. I don't really want to insult their work because they actually did do
it.
They did actually do it.
So like,
I feel like they said like, oh, like, you know, like 69 people down, like try to log in the first minute. That's like not that many in the grand scheme of things. And like 400 people is, you know, a good amount, depending on like how, I don't know what they're running their server on, but like
there was going to be 400.
Probably just like an Amazon server. They should have just like, that should be able to scale.
But there were going
to
be 400 people on there at some point.
Yeah. And there's 1200 people in the student body. Yeah, so, or in the senior class.
I didn't think people were going to sign up for that, even though it's been hyped since freshman year. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. They should have known better.
Should have got me in. Should have got you in there.
If I did comp sci, I would have written the best code.
The best code. Everyone tells me.
Checked all the
You know it. I know it. We all know it. This next song by Led Zeppelin, Request from My Dad. So we're going to play that and then some other stuff. We'll be back in a bit. Keep it in here, 91.5.
Let me be. Yeah. choose not a life of imitation. Distant us into the reservation. Defunct the pistol that you pay for. Dispunk the feeling that you stay for. In time, I want to be your best friend. Eastside love is living on the west end. Knocked off before you better come to. Don't die, you know the truth is some do. Go write your message on the pavement. Burn so bright, I wonder what the wave meant. Kickstart to go to generate hub. Sweet talk, but don't intimidate hub. Can't stop the gods from engineering. Feel no need for any interfering. Your image in the dictionary. This life is more than ordinary. Can I get you maybe even three of these? Coming from a space to teach you of the Pleiades. Can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read through.
You made a fool of me. The broken dreams have got to
think our mics were off there. Welcome to the Late Night Power Hour. There we go.
91.5. I'm Mike.
I'm Josh.
Yep, there we go.
Mike's going to read a PSA.
I am going to read a PSA.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Lay it on me.
Numbers to think about.
Mm.
Are you thinking?
I'm thinking about numbers.
American alcohol consumption.
Okay.
Just 10%.
11.
You got that in your mind?
10%, yeah.
Of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States.
Wow.
Yeah. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week.
What?
More than 10 drinks a day. Just some numbers.
That's not true.
Just some numbers. I'm reading the PSA. Don't interrupt me. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wait, they're saying 75% of people average 10 drinks a day?
They're saying 24 million people average 74 drinks per week. Yeah. The top 10% of American adults.
Oh, okay.
And another,
wait, that's still, no.
Another 30% average less than one drink per week, and the top 10% average 74 drinks per week.
10 a day?
It's called alcoholism.
Yeah, but 10 a day every day?
They're alcoholics.
What?
It's what they do. Like, it's why are you so surprised about this?
So you're telling me.
So you're telling me.
That this guy
gets off.
Yeah,
he's
you're in the violent crimes unit. Yeah, you gotta use
you're
it.
In the special victims unit, Ice. You gotta used to that.
Is that Mulaney?
Yeah, it's John.
Okay,
Mulaney.
Yeah.
You're telling me this guy gets off.
Okay. Don Henley coming up. I don't know, do you have anything you want to add?
They have a little chart here.
Oh, cool.
So the bottom.
Make sure to describe it in great detail to our listeners.
The bottom 10% drinks 0 drinks per day. I don't know if
that would make sense.
Yeah. It doesn't start kicking in until the fourth, about 40%.
Yeah.
And then that's 0.02 drinks. And then
wow.
Top 10%. Look at this. Look at this chart. It's like exponential. It's just
those are some numbers to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking about them. Yeah. That is pretty wild.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah. I wish you all could see it. Too bad this is the radio and you can't.
Yeah, well, you're informed now.
So. Yeah, you have been informed. Don Henley coming up. Keep it tuned here, 91.5.
make up your mind tonight. Say you do, say you don't.
Out in the back. backseat of my 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clues, working on our night moves, trying to make some front page driving news, working on our night moves in the summertime. Some high in the sky summit. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, to the back room, to the alley, or the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share, working on our night moves, trying to lose the awkward teenage blues, working on our night moves. Mm-hmm. And it was summertime. Mm-hmm. Sweet summertime, felt the lightning, yeah. Waited on the thunder, waited on the thunder. I woke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off, I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves, when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves, with autumn closing in.
You're listening to the Late Night Power Hour. My name is Josh, aka Maverick.
I'm Mike.
And just about wrapped up. We got time for one more song. Technically last show of the semester, but we should be back next week. Senior Week special.
Yep.
Ooh, last show ever.
A lot of surprises, a lot of special guests.
Oh, yeah. Every guest we've ever had coming on the show. Special guest, Tony Monaco.
Oh, wow.
He'll be there.
I can't wait for that.
What else? Shout-outs. Shout-out to my mom, dad, and grandma. Thanks for listening. Love you guys. That's all I got.
Shout-out to Tori.
Shout-out to Tori, yeah.
To Lucy. She's not listening.
She's probably not.
Meeting.
Shout-out
to...
Yeah, I can't think of...
Casey.
Casey, yeah. Definitely not listening. Shout-out to Kevin for not being here.
The worst.
The literal worst. Shout-out to Thomas for not being here and doing his race.
Yep.
And, yeah, I don't know. We're going to play some Toto. And then hopefully we'll be back next week. If not, thank you very much for listening. We'll be back soon, but we should be back next week.
We'll be here next week.
All right, see ya.
Yeah, bye.